You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech. You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for being a part of the pod. We appreciate you. This is our college football review for week 10. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Team up with excellence. Love Remy Martin. Love our partnership with them. There were some interesting games this week, and I'll get to the CFP in a little bit, but I just wanted to kind of go over stuff that I thought was interesting from a game perspective. One, the Notre Dame-Boston College game, that's the one that had me in a bit of a chokehold, and here's why. Chris Tannehill is one of the biggest, him and Joe Ostrowski are like the biggest Notre Dame fans that I know. And Tanny had been saying to me all week, he goes, you know, I'm nervous about this game against Boston College. I'm like, Boston College is wretched. They're not any good. He's like, yeah, but there's something about like Chestnut Hill. And I was like, all right, I get it. And through three quarters, I was sitting there going, wow, you know, Tanny really does know his team. But then they did what they were supposed to do. Jeremiah Love, who I think should be invited to New York, busted off the 94-yard touchdown. He's had just an incredible season. And I know that we tend to, like, running backs have to have, like, it has to be otherworldly for us to pay attention to them. But considering the competition that Notre Dame is playing against, notwithstanding BC, him averaging over 6 yards a carry with, 11 touchdowns on the season, he'll get another opportunity against Navy. That's going to be a great game. And Navy with an opportunity here, too, to open some eyes and maybe put themselves on the road to being a CFP team. So we'll see. But that game had me in a choco. I was like, I delayed going to the cleaners because the cleaners was closing at 5. I'm like, man, I got to watch how this game ends. Luckily, I was able to watch how that game ended and still made it to the cleaners on time, which reminds me, I need to go pick up my suits. Love your suit. Georgia versus Florida. Georgia, I don't feel like Georgia's very good. And I'm not saying that just because Alabama beat them. I feel like even though they're only a one-loss team, I feel like they've just been kind of squeaking by this season, like very quietly, just okay. Like not bad, but not really good. And Gunnar Stockton had a solid day. I keep waiting for DJ Lagway to emerge and holler if you hear me, if you're in Gainesville on that. And maybe it'll be that way once they figure out who the new coach is. I don't know how committed he is to staying at Florida, but we'll find out. But that game was too close considering everything that's gone down at Florida for Georgia. Virginia is fascinating to me. They are a really interesting team, and when you start to look at, and they hung on to beat Cal, a very improved Cal team, by the way. Cal, I think, will end up going to a bowl game this year. But when you start looking at Virginia and where they're at the rest of the way, they've got a real opportunity to make it into the college football playoffs. If they can take care of business against Wake, Duke, and Vatech, I don't see any reason why the Hoos are not going to make it in. They have one of the best stories and one of the best wins of the season. But they're a team that is, they're really starting to put it together. And considering what's gone on at that, in that program over the last 4 years, for them to be here is kind of amazing. You know, like they've had tragedy, they've had subpar play, and here they are now, you know, one of the better teams in college football. I have to admit, I haven't taken a long look at Texas Tech, and I think that's going to be on my agenda for this week because they've got one of the marquee games this week, BYU at Texas Tech. So I've seen BYU, and I think they're really good. Texas Tech has spent a lot of money this season. They found themselves a benefactor, and they are spending, and good for them to try and get talent down there to Lubbock, which, as we've said on an earlier pod, they are the farthest by miles to the next closest Division I football program in Lubbock. So getting people to go to Lubbock is a challenge, to say the least. But that's a game that's on my radar. I'll be up early and concerned about that game, and I'm looking forward to watching it, no doubt. And I love that it'll be on ABC and the whole country will be able to watch it. Indiana continues to roll. They're the number two team in the CFP rankings. Miami, I keep trying to tell you about Carson Beck, and he was all right. Like, he wasn't really the problem that Miami had, but they lose to SMU. And now Miami spent a big portion of the season ranked in the top five. I don't think they're going to make it. I don't think they're going to make it into the CFP. When I look at their remaining schedule and I see the games that they have in front of them, that Pitt game at the end of the season, North Carolina State could actually beat them too next week. But that Pitt game is going to be, I think, the game that keeps them out of the CFP.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
All right, let's start talking about the CFP. The most interesting thing about the CFP, to me, there were two things that stood out. One, that you go through all of that, and then Memphis is sitting there with the opportunity to have a spot because they're the leading, highest-ranking Power 5 possible champion. And they're not in the CFP, but they would get the 12th spot. They'd be the 12th seed if it was played tomorrow. Right now, like, they would have that. So that was interesting because you look at Texas and Oklahoma, both of those teams are right there on the border. It's kind of where Alabama was last year. And how angry are the people in Austin and in Norman if Memphis ends up taking their spot? Now, here's the thing. Texas and Oklahoma have plenty of chances to up their resume. Texas's defense is pretty good. The Arch Manning thing, he's gotten better. He just hasn't been the Heisman candidate that people expected. I think they're drawing dead, but we'll see. Oklahoma's got a game against Bama left on their schedule, and they'll have the opportunity to move up. But we'll see where things stand. So that was the number one thing. The number two thing that I thought was interesting is look at Iowa. Iowa very quietly has put together enough of a resume to find themselves 20th. And let's keep it a buck. They're really the only team that's played Indiana hard. everyone else is, even the Oregon game, like the score didn't indicate the dominance of Indiana in that game. But Iowa played them pretty tough. So you all know the issues with Iowa. They seem to always have offensive issues. They're better this year. Hawkeyes are better this year offensively. I don't see them sneaking into the college football playoffs, but good for them. For in the initial ranking, they've, if you're in the top 20, you've got a chance. And I know Michigan people will be like, well, we got Ohio State at the end of the year. This is going to be one of those years where I don't think you want Ohio State. Their defense is one of the best defenses that I've ever seen. Coach Wanstead and I were talking about it last week. You know, during breaks, like we talk about other stuff instead of the Bears and the NFL. And he loves to talk college football. And this is a guy who's had incredible defenses at college and at the pros. And he was saying that he thought Ohio State's defense was one of the best that he's seen. And that's high praise considering the Miami defense that he had, Aaron Donald and Pitt. Ohio State is legit, but so is Indiana. Texas A&M has got a beef if you care about the rankings. They're undefeated. They'll get a home game. I mean, they'll get a bye if they win out. They have an opportunity to win the SEC championship. So the rankings shouldn't bother them that much. They've been good. The thing about Texas A&M, though, is that whenever you feel like they've turned a corner, that's when they get smacked in the face and everything ends up being awful. So we'll see what A&M can do the rest of the way. But everything is set up for them. Watch them go out and lose to Missouri. Watch. Sorry, all my friends from Texas A&M. I really only have one. Tina Nguyen is the only Texas A&M fan that I actually know. I got to get her on the pod. I'll make that promise to you. If A&M gets to 9-0, I'll have Tina on the pod next week and we can talk about A&M. I do like the idea of talking to people that you know about their favorite college team. So we will do that. And Bama's just sitting there at 4. The rest of the way for Alabama is, it's not easy. You know, like, they have, there's Eastern Illinois. Shout out to the Panthers of Eastern Illinois. They're going to play Alabama. But LSU, and I know that LSU is rocked right now because of what's happened with Brian Kelly. But LSU, Oklahoma, Eastern Illinois, and then obviously Auburn, which is another team that's, you know, bad. So, but back-to-back games with LSU and Oklahoma, not fun. Not fun at all. There should be some payback, though, once we get to that week. Because remember what happened to Alabama last year. The Oklahoma game was the thing that stood in the way of them going to the CFP. If they won that game, they would have been in for sure. Georgia Tech loses. You know, they've been the team that I've been trying to tell you to pay attention to, and Haynes King and everything that he's done. But they still have an opportunity, and we'll see what they end up doing to it. So here are the games that I'm looking at this weekend. Obviously, Bama LSU, just because. Texas A&M and Missouri, I'm watching that game. Navy Notre Dame, that could be fun Saturday night. I think I got my Saturday night plans. And all of this love for Iowa could end very quickly if they get destroyed by Oregon. So those are the games that are on my list this weekend, and Texas Tech, BYU, to kind of start things off. Sneaky fun game, by the way. Northwestern and USC. It's a sneaky fun game. Northwestern's trying to get bowl eligible. USC is still trying to fight to stay alive in the CFP. And they very easily could get beat by Northwestern. I appreciate you listening as always, and thanks to Remy Martin for all the love and support. I love that you guys have enjoyed the college football thing, and I'm glad that we can I'm glad that I have an outlet for it, honestly. Like, I have all these thoughts, and I spend so much time watching college football that it's nice to be able to share it and talk about it and discuss it with you. If you're listening on Apple or on Spotify, we do have the House of L YouTube page. That's where the Bears content lives. Not that it doesn't, you're getting it, but if you want to see the video, you can. Go and subscribe. It doesn't cost you a thing. But we would love your eyeballs on the YouTube page. I will talk to you next time. Peace.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.